You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, February 26, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Well, hi-yo, good neighbor.
Welcome back. It's so good to have you back. Last couple of days have just been, you know.
Boring.
Boring.
Sad. Sad emoji.
Sad emoji. So, just a quick little thing I wanted to point out at the top of the show. And if you didn't listen to the radio show this morning, you got no idea what we're talking about. We played a little clip from the 1970s and asked who are the two actresses in that clip. It was a commercial for Head & Shoulders from the 70s.
Was this at the 6 o'clock hour?
No, this was just here about half an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
That was Farrah Fawcett and Penny Marshall.
Whoa.
Yeah, talking about Head & Shoulders together. Yeah, so there you go. Can you imagine Penny Marshall and Farrah Fawcett being in the same TV commercial?
Actually, no. Because
I mean, back in the 70s.
Were they the same age?
Probably. Pretty close. Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah. Farrah was like all hair, right? And Penny was Laverne. Hey.
Was it before they were famous?
No, this was... This is while they were famous. But it's it was an interesting little trivia thing. I played the commercial, and I invited listeners to guess who. And so there you go. We're giving you the answer. All right.
It's like a juxtaposition.
It is. Kind of like this show.
I don't know if I've ever got to use that word before.
I love that word. Random facts for today.
All right.
Bob Ross. You know Bob Ross?
Happy Trees.
Yeah.
Love to watch. Mm. Now, I have learned this late in life.
Mm.
And I already knew that if I need a good laugh,
yeah.
If I just need to laugh,
yeah.
I can sit down and watch America's Funniest Home Videos.
Right, sure.
Guaranteed, 100%, and I feel wonderful afterwards.
Yep.
If I need to zen,
yeah,
watch Bob Ross.
Bob Ross is great. And he's like on Netflix or something.
Yeah, it's almost like sitting there and watching a river.
Well, here's something you probably don't know. He was almost as famous for the hair.
I said, did he use Head & Shoulders?
Right, as he was for the paintings. But that was a lie. Before he got famous, he permed his hair to save money on haircuts. Wow.
Oh.
And once it became his signature look, he just stuck with it.
I can imagine
that, you know, the way he is. You know, it's like, I love that he can take a damn 2-inch paintbrush and make a masterpiece with it. I can't even paint my damn kitchen. Meatloaf's album, Bad Out of Hell, came out in 1977, which was 40-some-odd years ago because that's the year I graduated from high school.
Ooh.
But it still sells approximately 200,000 copies a year to this date.
Really?
And I bring that up because today is the beginning of Lent.
Giving up meatloaf.
And we give up meatloaf here on the radio station. A total of 65 countries boycotted the 1980 Summer Olympics in Moscow, and 14 boycotted the 84 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Only two countries boycotted both. That would be Iran and Albania. This would be a great question for Jeopardy. Somebody at Jeopardy.
It would.
Yeah. They were probably mad at everybody. So there you go.
I guess.
All right. Well, with
one
that.
One of them still is.
Yeah.
That's
right?
Just me.
That's just true. It's time for the Who Cares News. We got to jump into it because we're running a little late. What's going on?
You know, we haven't discussed the National Nightmare for a while because it's just been boring.
Well, there isn't anything to talk about yet.
Well, there's no news on the Lori Loughlin front.
Yeah?
But this can't bode well for Lori and Massimo.
What's happening?
Another parent in the college admission scandal has been sentenced.
Oh, we're up to the word sentenced.
To hard time.
Sentenced.
Yes.
Is it more than 14 days? Restricted to 7?
Well, her name is Michelle Janoffs.
Okay.
I think that's how you say
it. Okay, Michelle.
If not Michelle, I'm just really sorry.
Does it matter?
No.
She's guilty.
And she's the heir to the Mighty Hot Pockets fortune.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
The Hot Pockets heir. You know what? Life just doesn't get any funnier.
Michelle paid $100,000 to help her two daughters cheat on their sats.
Oh, God.
She also paid another $200,000 to have one of the girls set up to look like a beach volleyball recruit so she could get into USC. Sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
Michelle will spend a whole hard 5 months.
Yeah, but that's a lot of time compared to Felicity, who got 6.5 days. Michelle probably pleaded guilty. Remember, Lori and Massimo have not pleaded guilty.
This is considerably more money than Felicity.
Felicity, yes, but it's a little less than what the Giannulli's $500,000, I think it was. So it's a little less.
Yeah.
But, you know, she didn't have the money. Aunt Becky had more money than the Hot Pocket heir.
Yeah.
I'm hungry now. I should have given up Hot Pockets
for
Lent.
They do make breakfast ones.
I know they do. I've had them. Thank you very much. You pop those in the microwave, and they're all sorts of delicious.
Mm. They are. All right. So this is very interesting, and it definitely points to the fact that Lori and Massimo can probably expect to get thrown in the slammer when their case makes it to court later this spring.
Oh, yeah. It's they're gonna get it. The book!
We should actually start a pool. When will the trial date actually be?
We probably could find that out if we cared. We could do a little research, and probably the internet would tell us when. Hmm. What we should start the pool on is how much time are they gonna do. You know, that's what I think we should start the pool. And then we need to let their attorneys know to ask the question when they're interviewing jurors, do you listen to Boss Boss Radio or the Who Cares News podcast? Because you don't want any insider pool stuff going on when it comes to.
Oh,
see
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I
see.
Yeah. Gotcha. I wonder if Massimo's had time to work on his designer prison stuff.
It's probably already done. It's probably already in a sweatshop in Sri Lanka being made, shipped over here, but held up at customs because of the coronavirus.
Anyway. Oh, yes. Well, if you've been wondering what to call Prince Harry, it's been
settled. Yeah, me. Yeah, sure.
So Harry was at the Travelist Sustainable Tourism Summit in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Yeah.
And before he took the stage to say a few words, the host told the crowd that the Duke of Sussex wanted to be referred to by just his first name. He's made it clear that we are to call him Harry, she said.
That's it. Harry, no prince, no duke.
No.
No last name. Does he have a last name?
They've always gone by Wales.
Wales? Yeah. Harry Wales?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know. I'm mad at him.
You're mad at him?
Kind of. Not all the way, but kind of.
Everybody's pissed at Harry now because he married Meghan. No, seriously. I mean, how many people go by their first name only?
Beyonce,
Cher.
Madonna.
Yeah, but Madonna's not even her name. Her real name's Louise.
Isn't Madonna her middle name?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
I think so.
We'll have to look that up. Now, Harry. Yeah. Harry Lands. Nobody else can use that name now. See, that's the thing. Nobody can use that name.
Prince.
That was his real name, by the way. That was
yes,
his
it
real
was.
First name was Prince. His father named him that. Prince Nelson Rogers. There we go.
All right.
Little things. Glad to have you back.
Glad to be back.
And you'll be back tomorrow.
I will, and the day after.
You know who could get by with one name only is Hallie. Barry. See you tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.